Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
This is Dreamers. By Broken Crown Productions.
Why does this keep happening?
Try one of the other stereos.
They're defective.
Maybe the disc is dirty. Here.
Don't touch it!
I'll be careful.
Well, that's an adorable handkerchief.
It's for my glasses.
You wear glasses?
Just for reading. Try it now.
Wait, I'm not set up for this.
For what?
I need my meditation pillow.
Oh. Ready?
Ready.
Is that it?
I thought there'd be more.
So, do you want to hook up now?
I think you should go, actually.
Oh. Okay. I'll head out then.
Hey, Jared?
Yeah?
Thanks for making the CD work.
Yeah! Take it easy.
All right. Come on. Great. This will get old quickly.
Let's bring in the dreamscapes. Center focus now.
And we're live.
Bring up the echo on that.
Is that me?
Aren't you?
I was.
Then the existence of gods shouldn't frighten you.
It doesn't frighten me, but
many people fear the unknown. I trust you're not one of them.
No. Okay.
Lily.
Dad.
You're supposed to be dreaming.
Want to see you.
There's no time. Get back to the production unit.
No.
Let's hit that final crescendo.
What?
And done! Great work, guys. Back it in.
Where's that music coming from?
Ugh, how's that still here? Get her out of here!
Fuck!
Sunday, 11:44 a.m.
Hello, this is Christopher Carter. Please leave a message and I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thanks.
Hey, Mr. Hide and Go Seek. Where did you go last night? Something incredible and kind of insane happened. I have to tell someone or I might lose it. Call me back.
When we asked you to tell us who is the most atrocious...
How was your night in the abstract department?
Ugh, something freaky happened.
Well, don't spare the details then.
It was that girl again.
Oh, you got Bliss? She was a nightmare, even in my department.
Her subconscious almost lifted out of the production unit. It seemed like she was watching us.
Yeah, I'd take Christopher's worst nightmare over any fantasy of hers.
Don't say that. I'm so worried about him after that horrible dream.
We did what we could, Mitch.
You did what you did, and it most likely scarred him for life.
Well, everyone else is saying it was a good nightmare.
Why did he stop taking sleep sound then?
Well, maybe he's planning to get a prescription.
With that attention span? I doubt it. You nominated 500 people,
including one woman. Sunday, 11:44 a.m.
Hello, this is Christopher Carter. Please leave a message and I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thanks.
I didn't want to leave another voicemail, but I'm not sure why you dragged me to a party just to ghost me all weekend. What's going on? Call me unless you're dead. Call me even if you are.
To delete this message, press 1.
Thanks for coming over.
You didn't have to break all my stereos to get my attention.
I know how to use a CD player, Chris.
Clearly not, or one of these would have worked.
Are you having any luck then?
It's getting there. What did you do to this thing?
Nothing. Well, at first I couldn't get it to turn off. It kept playing while I fell asleep. Then I had the craziest dream. Yeah, at least I know it sounds crazy. It's like I'm on stage and there are these people in purple bodysuits and they're performing.
Performing in what?
The dream. It's just like being at a theater, except I'm in the production. But I'm also in this big, like, cauldron.
That sounds kind of tame compared to the other dreams you've had.
Well, that made it easier for me to focus on what was actually happening. And I can hear the lullaby while I'm there.
Because the tape is still playing while you're asleep.
But in the dream, it feels far away.
Yeah, because the stereo is physically far away from your bed.
But inside the dream, I hear the song, and suddenly I can move around or float, and I saw...
What?
I saw my dad.
Oh. You know, it's okay to miss him, Lil.
Chris, he was really there. It felt different and more important than any other dream I've had. I've been trying to tell you, but you've been MIA since the party.
I've just been busy working on my graduation speech.
I'm impressed.
Well, I haven't actually started it.
Chris.
I'm stuck on the concept. Everything's changing and I don't even know what I'm doing or where I'm going.
Oh, I'm sure you'll hear back soon.
What?
From one of the schools you applied to.
Oh.
Once you know where you're going to college, you won't be so uptight about what's next.
I don't think I'm going to college.
You didn't get in?
No, I didn't finish any of the applications. And then I just missed the deadlines.
Oh.
And now I have to stand up in front of all my classmates, all my friends, with this huge secret.
Lots of people don't go to college.
Yeah, but I've just been thinking about how I want to be remembered.
It's not an obituary. You'll figure it out.
Yeah. I have been figuring out a lot about myself, actually. For starters, something happened with Blue.
Oh, I knew there was something going on between you two.
Really? You already know?
Well, I know you were fighting at the party.
Why did you think we were fighting?
Because when I was making that PB&J, he said you were being terrible. And I like Blue. He's cute and kind of silly, but you probably want to be careful.
What do you mean?
He obviously has a crush on you.
Oh, you think so?
And you don't want to get his hopes up, right?
You
know how kids talk and whatever. I'm just saying, if you're worried about your reputation, you probably don't want to give them anything to talk about.
You mean?
I'm sure you've got it under control, and I'm happy you aren't fighting anymore.
Right.
You fixed it.
Yeah. I'll let you listen. Alone?
No, play it. I want to make sure it goes to the end this time.
Oh, okay. still not sure why it didn't work before. The stereo was in perfect condition.
Well, at first, I could only get a few notes to play. Jared fixed it with this cute little napkin and—
Whoa, you let Jared listen to this?
Yeah.
And what was he doing here?
He drove me home from the party you left me alone at.
And you brought him in here to listen to a CD you said you never wanted me to hear.
I'm presently letting you hear it. And I only said that because you were being a jerk. Kind of like right now.
I'm being a jerk? You're dating someone who used to bully me.
Okay, we're not dating. We didn't even hook up. Not really, at least.
Why didn't you tell me about it then?
Because you weren't answering my calls. And now you're being insanely dramatic about it.
I'm being dramatic?
You can't tell me who to be with, Chris.
Right. That's your job.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? I have to go.
Okay. Bye then.
Bye.
Why is everything such a big deal to him? Okay. Lullaby? Sleep sound? Shake it off.
Lovett thinks I did a brilliant job with the kid. He wants me in the writer's room all week, whether or not Christopher actually comes back.
Christopher?
Oh, it wasn't that bad.
Hey, I'm not sure what's going on. Can you?
He's definitely ready, babe. Why else would he start manscaping?
What? Christopher doesn't—
Oh, he'd need to pocket another bottle of sleep sound for that.
So he did take my pills.
Home in a jiff. Love you.
Can you not hear me?
Freaky elevator music. Who chooses this shit?
Oh. Mr. Title.
Early for you to be off, but...
I forgot. You're a writer now.
Go piss in a well.
Excuse me?
Hey, asshole. No vaping in the elevator.
What?
Oh, no. Do I know you?
You okay? You look like you've seen a ghost.
Wait, who was that? That voice! I need to see who. Fuck!
Hey.
Hey, Blue. Can we talk?
What do you want to talk about?
I want to apologize.
Oh.
I'm sorry I kissed you at the party. It was a mistake.
Christopher.
Because I really like you, but I wasn't going to do anything about it. And then I panicked, and I blew it, and I'm really, really sorry.
Okay.
All I wanted was to get through these last few weeks, and then...
I don't think it gets any easier after high school.
But then at least I wouldn't have to see you every day. I wouldn't have to think about any of this, and it would just be so much easier to pretend...
To be someone you're not?
I guess so.
I don't expect some grand gesture, but I'm gonna need a little respect, especially if you're gonna go and steal my first kiss.
Respect. I can do that. Starting now.
Well then, maybe you could just ask me next time?
Next time?
If there is a next time, I mean.
You tell me. Can I kiss you?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cowabunga.
Dreamers was created by Jillian Reynolds.
with sound design and mixing by Finner Nielsen, audio compilation by Christopher Overgaard, and music by Rasmus Rankenberg Madsen. In this episode, you heard the voice of Bronwyn Reese as Lily, Spencer Festeriga as Jared, Adam Muxlow as Bruce, Monica Bagarich as Miranda, Ian Backstrom as Christopher, Owen Francis as Oliver, Frank Page as Mitchell, Aiden Cotro as Jonah, and Nico Carter as Blue. This episode also featured Josh Burson. Be sure to subscribe to our channel and follow us at Broken Crown Productions on Instagram and Facebook. Thanks for listening, and dream out.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Congratulations. You've reached the Amelia Project. A new life awaits. If you're not serious about this, hang up. If you continue, there's no way back. Leave your message after the beep.
Enter the offices of the Amelia Project and be ready for surprises, twists, and turns. Follow the Amelia team as they help their clients fake their deaths and come back with new identities. Each episode is different. Each client coming to the death faking agency has a unique story to tell. If death and disappearances, comedy and crime, mystery and magic sounds like your cup of cocoa, the Amelia Project is the podcast for you. Search for the Amelia Project wherever you find your podcasts. And remember, leave your message after the beep.